I once learned that life is going to have meaning and trust depending on who we depend, in whom you trust, to whom you will open your heart in order to make him know all your treasures and all your secrets. This is a good question which I invite you to meditate on. Because all the time we are trusting, all the time we are opening our hearts, and the question is, to what? To whom? If you are going to do business, you need trust to do business. If you invite someone to your house, you need trust to invite that person to your house, so they be welcome. If you want someone to be your friend, you need to open your heart to show trust. However, many times it seems that we make the mistake of opening our heart to a wrong person. Did that happen to you? A certain relationship which you say now, when did I get into this story? A business which you say, why didn't I get to know with whom I was starting that business? If I had known this or that, I wouldn't do it. At a certain point, this has happened to us, right? Now, the Bible teaches us about that and takes us to meditate on that. In whom do we trust? To whom do we give all of our trust? In people? In our bank account? In our idols? Or even worse than that, in ourselves? I say it even worse because man's heart is deceitful. However, many times we have been taught that we have to trust in ourselves. Whoa, that sounds nice. You have to believe in yourself. You have to trust in yourself so you can move forward. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't trust in yourself, you're not going to make it. Those are the thoughts or the philosophy we hear today. It sounds nice, beautiful, but I think it is not so wise advice. Because a heart that does not have God is a walking danger. And I said a danger because you think that you know yourself. But many times when you are angry, when you let yourself be governed by anger, things come out of you and then you meditate and say, that came now from me. Why? Because it was there in the heart, and the only one who really scrutinizes the heart is God. We let many things go by and we are still surprised by our own attitudes. So if we trust in ourselves, we are in danger. The Bible says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But that is what the world teaches us now. Believe in yourself, trust in yourself, that is a serious danger. You know, a great man of God, known as the Apostle Paul, he said, I can have arguments to say and to boast of myself. That is, I deserve this or that, or I am a super apostle. They have to believe or they have to follow me, because I am this or that. The Apostle Paul said it. However, he expresses the following, I do not glory in myself ever because I know that I am weak. Rather, I glory in my weaknesses because when I have placed my weaknesses in the hands of God, he strengthens in my life and in the midst of my weakness, I receive new strength and what I conquered because God already conquered it for me. Then I glory in my weaknesses. I hope I am being clear. So, even the Apostle Paul says, if it was up to me, I fail and fail again and again, I'm weak so I don't trust myself. I waste my time doing it. I trust in the Lord. We are going to enjoy life depending on who we depend on. Who do you trust? It is a great question. That is why in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5 to 8, look at what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans. Now, why does he say this strong word? Why is he talking about curse? As many times we have heard out there, because the Bible says so, curse the man who trusts in the man. He's not saying that we should not trust men. He is saying that all our trust should not be in the human being, because the human being is full of errors. The only one who can forgive sins, the only one who never fails, is God, God Himself. Therefore, placing our trust in God, depending on the Lord, is what will make us to remain. But trusting the human being, sooner or later, will disappoint us, and that is part of human nature. Everything that is made by man has a margin of error. Didn't you realize that? Everything that man does has a margin of error. It is never 100% correct or excellent. It is always 99%. There is a 1% margin of error. So trusting man is trusting that at some point an error will come. It is trusting and knowing that at some point they are going to fail us. That at some point we are going to screw up. We fail or they fail, because he who is without sin among us, let him throw a stone first. Many fail us, or we are the ones that fail, but that is a part of our fallen nature. We tend to fail, no matter how much you don't want to do it, but at some point you are going to make that mistake, but God never fails. That is why he says, "Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, thinking that they will never fail." You will be frustrated, you will be filled with pain and anger because they failed you, but it is part of life. Sooner or later, it will happen. What did you expect to happen? But when you trust in God, everything changes. That is why in verse 6 of Jeremiah 17 says, "They are like stunted shrubs in the desert." He is comparing those who put their trust in man, in people, except in God. With no hope for the future, they will live in the barren wilderness, in an uninhabited, salty land. Now, what happens to those who trust in God? Continue reading verse 7 with me. "But that but changes everything. That but indicates something special. But blessed," notice that the word curse changes. Now it is a word of blessing. It is talking about something good. "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord." Why? Because they are never going to move, because they know 100% it is guaranteed that God is not going to fail you. What more blessing than being sure, in the one to whom you give your life and who directs your steps, gives you the best advice, that is there with you, that is faithful to you, and everything you do goes well because in his faithfulness and mercy it is so. That is why he says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord." And not only that, but he says, "and have made the Lord their hope and confidence." Do you really trust the Lord to such an extent that they can measure? You can measure that trust, because you have made God your hope and your trust. If your answer is yes, let's see if the fruit that you're bearing is reflecting that he really is your trust. And how do I measure it? For verse 8 says, "They are like trees planted along a river bank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit." Do you feel that way? Do you think your life is like a tree that is not affected by the heat, that is not afraid of the long months of drought, that your leaves are always green and never stop producing fruit, and it never stops producing fruit? Do you know why? Because it does not depend on the transitory nature of life and what is limited, but on God, from whom all things come. Are you like a tree planted along a riverbank? Are you always firm? This is how those who trust in God are. They are not affected by the heat. That is, it will not affect you. What this world manifests does not affect you. When you trust, you are not affected by what this world manifests, or it takes time to affect you. It almost never affects you, because you know who you depend on. Second, you are not afraid of the dry months. When bad news is heard, when there are problems around you. Droughts mean that certain things do not occur or certain responses you do not see at the time you would like to see them. That is what the droughts are about. When around you nothing produces fruit, you are not afraid when those times are manifested, because among other things, trusting in the Lord does not cancel the times of drought. On the contrary, he says when the long months of drought come, they are not afraid, because they know that they do not depend on external factors of the environment. Why? Because you remember where you are planted. Along the river bank, with roots sinking into the waters, deep roots, hallelujah. Roots that are going to be fed at all times. They are not going to lack anything. They are not above, and even when there is drought under the earth, there is humidity. They are sustained there because they depend on God. Third, its leaves are always green. The years and seasons do not pass, and fourth, they never stop producing fruit. Those are the results when you really depend on the Lord and trust in the Lord. I'm going to repeat them to you. Number one, you are planted along the riverbank. So number one, when you trust in the Lord, the heat does not affect you. Number two, you are not affected by dry times and you're not afraid when they come. Number three, when you trust in the Lord, your leaves are always green. That is, you will always have new strength. You will always see opportunities. There will always be a new opportunity for you and an open door. And number four, when you really trust in the Lord, you never stop producing fruit. Even if everything else dies, even if everything else around you do not produce, you will never stop producing fruit. And do you know why? Because trust in the Lord are the deep roots that this word speaks, that sink into the waters and all the time will produce life. All the time will have life. Isn't this wonderful? Are you really trusting in the Lord? Now, trust. Trust is produced. It is sought. It is not expected to arrive. Seek God. Approach God. He has already approached you. Open your heart. Build a relationship with Him. Strengthen you and trust and rest. Let God take care of everything. Let Him to do it. He has the last word. Trust. Stop burning your strength when it is not the time. That is called worrying. The time will come when you will have to do something. Let God take over everything. Rest in the Lord. Learn to let God act and trust. And then, my beloved friends, you will not be affected by the heat. You will not be afraid of dry months. Your leaves will always be green and you will never stop producing fruit. Is not this wonderful? Father, thank you for this word. It is good to remember how wonderful it is to trust you. Trust is the product of spending time with you, of knowing you, Lord. The more we know you, the more we trust, and the more we trust, we can be shepherded by you. You will have direction. We will be dependent and we will be able to be witnesses of the supernatural, because until today, you have always sustained us. Help us to strengthen that trust, Lord, and that we do not turn away from you. On the contrary, every day our hearts long for more and more of your presence. We need you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to receive a word from God every day, if you want it that way. Look for us on YouTube. Look for our YouTube channel. It's called Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. And if you have Instagram, I invite you to follow me. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug. Blessings.